Dentists' work requires them to be in close contact with people, and that comes with problems due to the current pandemic. Scaling back business, grappling with regulations, and the risks of coronavirus are some of what dentists have to handle. KUNR's Jaden Perez talked with John Bakke, the owner of Sierra Smiles Reno and Tahoe, about his experience while operating during the pandemic.
What are some of the risks of dentistry in relation to the coronavirus?
Well, one of the challenges with dentistry and the coronavirus is that the virus is found in the saliva in the mouth. And some of the procedures that we do within the dental office, we create aerosols, which could contain that virus. Like when you sneeze, you know, you sneeze and you're putting that virus out there, or a cough. Some of the procedures we do, spraying water in the mouth, cleaning the teeth, working on the teeth, can create those aerosols, which could create the virus to basically become airborne.
Have any employees expressed concerns, and are you taking special precautions?
You know, we're in a high-risk field, and so we're making sure to do whatever we can possible to potentially make our risk as low as possible. And, you know, when people come back to the dentist, it's going to be a little bit different. There's going to be a lot more personal protective equipment. There's going to be face shields. People are going to be wearing gowns. And, you know, it's a concern for everybody. It's a concern for the team. It's a concern for patients. And, you know, we are setting ourselves up so that we can become a safe place when people come back to see us. Right now, we're only seeing emergencies. We're not doing routine dental care. We're not doing small fillings. We're not doing hygiene procedures. Pretty much if you're in serious pain or if you have an infection, we're going to see you at this time. But other than that, we're putting patients off and rescheduling them in the future for when we kind of come back to our full load.
Have you been able to acquire PPEs and the supplies that you need?
I have. I've had to overpay for some of them. Our regular suppliers do not have them right now, so I've had to buy them kind of on the secondary market as far as like an N95 mask. We have everything we need. It's been difficult to get face shields, but we have found some. Disposable gowns have been difficult. We have gowns. We just have to launder them every patient, which once we get back to our regular practices, that won't be possible just because there will be too many. So there are some things that I have not been able to get a hold of yet.
Has there been any changes in the dental industry in response to the coronavirus?
You know, the dental industry as a whole has, you know, looked at this very seriously, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes right now. A lot of mandates or recommendations that are going to be coming out to make sure that the dental office is a safe place once we get going again. So that's important because, you know, oral care is extremely important for your overall health, and you don't want to prevent a healthy mouth because you're afraid to come to the dentist. We will be taking a lot of different extra measures, and things will be a little bit different when people go to the dentist in the future, but it's for the patient's protection and the team's protection.
Have those guidelines been clear, and what are some of the guidelines or organizations that you follow as a dentist?
You know, the challenge is they're not clear at all. And, you know, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, has kind of made recommendations. The American Dental Association has made recommendations. The American Dental Hygiene Association has made recommendations. But it's kind of left up to the individual states to decide what recommendations are recommendations and what will be mandated, what will be required. And unfortunately, the dental industry hasn't been very clear what we're going to need to do. And states are different state to state. And that's one thing I hope we get something clear in the near future here from our governor is, you know, what are we expected to do so that we can plan for that.
That was KUNR's Jaden Perez speaking with John Bakke, the owner of Sierra Smiles Reno and Tahoe.